Well, we've now reached the end of the conference. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you. Last week, I gave a short talk in a different context in which I acknowledge the wisdom of that great New York Yankees philosopher, Yogi Berra, who said, "Making predictions is very hard, especially when it's about the future." I think that same observation applies today. When we began planning this conference, we anticipated perhaps 40 or 50 papers with an audience of maybe 80 or 90 people. So I'm very pleased to say we were very wrong, and thanks to all of you. As the attendance at this conference so wonderfully illustrates, the field of language documentation and conservation is coming into its own, thanks to the dedication and the hard work of people like you in the audience. Thank you for coming and supporting this effort. I recognize we've had three very busy days, and I know that by now you must be more than ready for some downtime and to be able to enjoy Hawaii, though I apologize for the rain. So I'll mercifully keep my comments brief. I'd be remiss, however, if I didn't take time to acknowledge the many wonderful people who made this conference possible. I'd like first to thank our sponsors who provided us with both the funding and the support, the moral support, to make this conference work. After I've read through this list, if there are people in the audience who are affiliated with any of these sponsors, I'd like you to stand up so that we can acknowledge you and thank you. The College of Hawaiian Language at Hilo, the National Foreign Language Resource Center, the National Resource Center for East Asia, the Center for Pacific Island Studies, the University of Hawaii Endowment for the Humanities, the Emiloa Astronomy Education Center, and the UH Department of Linguistics. Anybody? I'd also like to thank our advisory committee, whose names are listed in the program. This committee helped us read and evaluate some 150 abstracts. Conferences like this simply aren't possible without people like you. So, members of our advisory committee who are in the audience, would you please stand? Thank you so much for your help. We also owe an enormous debt of gratitude to our student volunteers, the people you've seen walking around with the yellow t-shirts on, who I think did a magnificent job. I continue to be amazed by how lucky we are here at the University of Hawaii to have such a wonderfully enthusiastic and capable student body. So I'd really like our student volunteers to stand up so we can all say thank you very much. And I'd especially like to acknowledge three individuals in particular who played a central role in planning and organizing this conference. Nick Teeberger from Linguistics took the lead role in organizing this conference. Thank you, Nick, for a job well done. Jim Yoshioka from the National Foreign Language Resource Center deserves our gratitude. When it comes to organizing conferences, Jim's a pro. Whenever we had a question, Jim had the answer. So I can't begin to say how grateful we are for his help. Jim, are you in the room? He's probably off doing something. No, Jim? Okay. That's Jim. He's working behind the scenes. But thank you, Jim. And finally, I'd like to acknowledge Dick Schmidt, the director of the National Foreign Resource Center, who's been involved at every step of the way since the very beginning when we started this whole effort in language documentation and conservation here at the University of Hawaii. Dick is not in the linguistics department, but he really got it right away when I started talking about what we were doing, and he's been behind everything we've done, with not only moral support, but a good bit of financial support, too. So, thanks, Dick. Finally, I want to thank our plenarists and presenters and poster preparers. Without all of you, there couldn't have been a conference. So would everybody just stand up who gave a paper? That's going to be a lot of you. Please, congratulate yourselves. I'd like to encourage all of those of you who presented papers or were participants in the colloquium to submit your papers to a journal, which I hope you've heard of by now, called Language Documentation and Conservation, which is published by the University of Hawaii Press. We've normally published this paper on a June-December basis, but we're switching, as of this fall, our publication schedule to one that's more amenable to an academic schedule. So we will publish another issue in June, but the next issue will be in October, and following that, the sequence will be March-October publication dates. That makes it a lot easier for us rather than at the end of each semester. So the point of that is, if you want to submit your paper, please do so as early as possible so that we can begin to process it for the October issue. It's already too late, presumably, for the June issue. I hope we'll all continue to work together in the future. I think this has been a wonderful opportunity for all of us to come together to support each other, and I hope very much that we'll see all of you back here in 2011. Thank you very much for coming. Enjoy the remainder of your stay in Hawaii. If you're lucky enough to be going on to Hilo, you're going to have a very inspirational experience. Aloha, and thank you.